We continue our learning lately. Nishmas David ben Menachem and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Leo. We are in Sukkah Perek Aleph Mishnah Test. Hamishal shel defanos milamala lemata. Person is beginning making the walls, but he starts them above. Let's say he has some type of frame, and he's now making the wall slowly around that frame, and he begins from the top of the sukkah where the schach is, and is slowly lowering it down to make this wall. Of course, the wall needs to be a minimum of 10 tfachim high. But the Mishnah here says, if the walls, he lowers them down, but there's still three tfachim above the ground, psula. The whole sukkah is possible because any mechitza, where we say gedoyim bokimba, where the goats are able to come through them, break through them, ain't a mechitza, doesn't have the status of a mechitza. And therefore, since they can usually fit in when it's three tfachim or higher, and here there's a space of three tfachim, so therefore it's going to be puzzle. If it's less than three tfachim from the ground, so then we say lavud, it's like it's attached to the ground, and then it is an acceptable mechitza. Milamata lamala, but go the opposite direction. When you begin the wall on the ground, and you're slowly bringing it up, putting it around the frame, bringing it up to the top of the sukkah, so then, it doesn't need at all to reach, even come close to the top of the sukkah, to where the schach is going to be situated. If the height of the walls is 10 tfachim high, even though they don't reach the schach, they're placed around the frame and there's a lot of airspace between the wall and the schach, kshera. That is going to be a kosher sukkah. That's not an issue. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kishem shem lamata lamala asara tfachim, kach milamala lamata asara tfachim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he's more lenient. He says, the same way we allow a wall to be 10 tfachim when it starts from the ground and goes above, even though there's a lot of airspace between the top of the wall and the schach, so too the opposite direction. You start from the top, you have a 10 tfachim, you have a wall that's 10 tfachim in height, even though there's a lot of space between the bottom of the wall, which is now on the frame, and the ground, that's okay. The bottom line is you have a wall that's 10 tfachim high. The basis of the machlokas is what is based on what we call a mechitza tluya. Do we allow a suspended mechitza? Is that acceptable? Obviously, Rabbi Yossi says it is acceptable, and the chachamim say it's not acceptable. Why do the chachamim allow it in the opposite direction? It's not tluya. It's on the ground. It's 10 tfachim high, and there's a lot of space between the top of the wall and the schach, but that's where we employ the principle of good asik mechitzta. We have this in Hilchos Erevin very often, where we allow you, we say, to pull up and extend, you're able to extend the wall. Imagine as if you draw an imaginary line from the top of that 10 tfachim high wall all the way up to the schach. Good asik allows us to consider that, according to the chachamim, to consider that a kosher sukkah. But if you have an airspace of three tfachim between the walls and the wall and the beginning of the schach, that will passel the sukkah. Avir, airspace, passels the sukkah min hatzad, even three tfachim. This we have to be very careful of when we build our sukkos. Where we have kosher schach, it's covering most of the sukkah, and very often the wind can move the schach, especially if you have mats, can move the schach a little bit over. If there's space of three tfachim between where the schach begins and the wall is, that potentially can disqualify the sukkah. We continue Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud. And this Mishnah continues with the concept of the halach l'mashmi sinai of dofen akuma, and gives us three examples of where we employ the principle of dofen akuma. Bayis shenifchas. You have a house where the roof, in the middle of the roof, caved in. So not the whole roof, but the middle part of the roof. So if you imagine, if you have that image, so the middle of the roof caves in. There's an open, a big hole in the roof, but there are still parts of the roof that are still there that attach on each four of the four sides that attach to the walls of the house. So a person has a great idea. Well, once before we do construction, you know, let's turn this into a sukkah. Let's put schach on top of this hole, and then we can sit in here. So says the Mishnah, bayis shenifchas, v'sikech al gabav, and you put schach on top of that open area, and that is acceptable. Because we don't have an issue of tasem velomena asui, because I'm going to be using this as kosher schach. So this I'm putting on new schach. Im yesh min hakosel l'sikuch arba amos psula. If there is from the wall till where the schach is, there's the ceiling that remains. If it's four amos, we mentioned dofer akuma, it's really up until four amos is dofer akuma, is considered a bent wall. Once it's four amos or more, it's a problem. So what we're saying is like this: if you have, if it's less than four amos from either, from each wall till where the schach is, meaning there's part of the roof that remains on either side, it's only a hole in the middle, and that I covered with schach. So if the area from the wall till the schach, which is obviously not kosher, even if it's planks, because it was placed up there as a roof, it has an issue of tasav alam and asui. So, but if that's less than four amos, then we can say dofan akuma. On each side, we can say, oh, it's just the bent wall. It's like the wall is extending and bending a little bit inward. So that's acceptable, up as long as it's up until four amos. But if it's four amos or more, then psula. And the Mishnah gives another example of the same phenomenon. V'chein chatzer she'im mukefes achsadra. You have a chatzer, you have a courtyard, and there's an achsadra, a portico, you have columns that, imagine you have a chatzer, you have a courtyard, you have houses that open up into the courtyard, that classic image of when we learn Erevim, we speak about making Erev chatzeros. You have, let's say, on three sides, you have houses that make like a C, and then you have the courtyard in the middle. So in front of the houses, you have columns, and on those columns, you have a roof that go from the roof of the houses to those columns. So imagine you could walk out of your house, and you're underneath, you have this covering, which is not really the roof of your house, but it's the roof of, let's say, the sidewalk, which is right in front of your house, because there are columns, and there's a roof above there. And you have this whole area that's covered with columns and a roof on top. So here, it's a chatzer, that's mukefes achsadra. So the Mishnah here is teaching us the following, that here I have, and what do? I put schach in the middle. I have the area in the middle is open. It's just that I have this roof that extends out from the houses to the columns surrounding that area. But I'm going to sit in the middle. I'm sitting in the middle, and I want to make a sukkah. I have three walls. Now the walls I'm using are really the walls of the house, the houses. So the problem is that the whole area on top is not covered with schach. I have a part of a roof, which is the roof that extends from the houses to where the columns are, which covers the achsadra. So the Mishnah says the same halacha is true here. As long as that area, the roof area, doesn't have kosher schach, that extends from the roof of the homes till the columns, is not four amos, so then we can say dofan akuma. We say the walls of the houses, which serve as the walls of the sukkah, the doors of the houses, which serve as the walls of the sukkah, so those and the front of the house. So that's like an extended, it's like bent in, and it's an extended wall. So that's kosher, as long as it's not four amos or more. And then finally, final example, sukkah gedola. You have a large sukkah, and this sukkah gedola means that it's as if it's at least 7 by 7 tfachim. It has 7 by 7 tfachim kosher schach. Could be a larger sukkah, but what remains of the sukkah is a minimum of 7 by 7 tfachim of kosher schach. And what did I do? Sheikifua bidavar sheim esachimbo. What you do? You placed between the kosher schach and the walls of the sukkah, you put schach that's not kosher. So same idea. Im yesh tachtav, if under the pasul schach, meaning from the wall till the kosher schach is 4 amos, so then it's psula because of the issue of but if it's less than that, it's acceptable because of dofen akuma. Here we have the additional issue of it not being kosher schach at all. In fact, the Gemara understands that there's a chiddush in each of these statements. First, I have the bayis shenifchas. So the bayis shenifchas is where I have the walls and the ceiling that remains are from the same house, from the same structure. So this is what we call lozu afsu kutani. Not only is this kosher, but even this case is kosher. And even the third case is kosher. That's often you have a pattern or a structure of a Mishnah where it tells me a halach, and then it tells me even a bigger chiddush, and even a bigger chiddush, lozu afsu kutani. Not only this, but even this. So the Baisha Nifchas is telling me that din of dofen akuma applies when the walls and the ceiling are from the same house, same material, same house. And when it came to the chatzer, which is Mukefes Achsadra. So there, the walls of the house are serving as the walls of the sukkah, but the ceiling is not from the house, the ceiling from the Achsadra. So I would have thought maybe that should be a problem and maybe would not allow the din of Dofen Akumi here. No, that's also acceptable as well. And finally, I have the sukkah gedola here. The schach is completely puzzled. At least in the other cases, the material that made up the roof of the achsadra, the roof of the house, was material that was kosher for schach. Here I used metal, let's say, a disqualified schach. So the chiddush here is, even there we say dofan akuma. Since the wall can be made out of any material, we can view it as if it's an extension of the wall.